May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I bet a good number of the people in this room know the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. All you need is love. Dun, da, 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 da. That one. If not, you can look it up on YouTube later, some of you younger people. What if that is true? What if the key to our life in God, what if the key to our life on this planet is as simple as that? What if it is as simple and as difficult as that? How would that change the way we live our daily lives? We are in the liturgical in-between time between the Ascension and Pentecost. And today we hear a part of the Gospel of John that is called the Farewell Discourse. And it comes before the crucifixion. In this prayer, Jesus is sharing his wisdom and his love with his followers, knowing that he will soon be crucified. And he prays to God with his disciples around him, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Jesus prays to the Father for his followers, his disciples, and all those who will come afterward, for us, for all those before us, and all those who will come after us. His prayer is that we will all be one. But that is not all. Listen to this next sentence. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Now, this is astounding. Not only does Jesus pray that we all will be one, he prays that we will be one in God. That we will, as Paul says, live and move and have our being in God. Just as Jesus and the Father are one in that great dance of the Trinity, so Jesus prays that we will abide in God. What could our lives be like if we could be aware of that connection with the divine God? Not only for a few minutes on Sunday morning or Saturday evening, but throughout our days, in our daily lives. What would our lives be like? What could our world be like if we could live out of that connection to God, who is love beyond all love? Now, this love, the love that is God, that flows through God to us, is not the sentimental romantic love of Valentine's Day or popular culture or even the Beatles song, probably what they had in mind. This love, in Greek agape, is an all-consuming love, an unconditional love, the kind of love, sacrificial love, that can change the world. the kind of love that did change the world when Jesus gave himself over out of love for us. And he goes on in this extraordinary prayer. The glory that you have given me, he prays, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one. The glory that you have given me, I have given them. How can that be? Curtis Almquist, one of the brothers of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, writes this about glory. He says, glory, or to be glorified, is to teem with God's light and life and love. It's to draw from the deepest waters of life. How the psalmist prays, for you are the well of life, and in your light we see light. The gospel writers speak of glory as if someone were simply luminous, irradiated with God's light and life and love. And Jesus has given that to us. Jesus prayed that we would shine with God's glory. He prayed that our hearts would be transformed by love. And then he prays the last part of this prayer, which is also called the high priestly prayer. With the disciples around him, these are the last words recorded in the Gospel of John before they cross the Kidron Valley and enter into the garden where he will be betrayed. He prays this, I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them. And I in them. This is one of the most incredible promises of John's gospel, a promise of a unity which cannot be taken away. Why then is it so difficult for us to live out of this love? Look at the world around us. There is great love, but also much hatred and fear and violence and suffering and betrayal. There is much that grieves our hearts. There is much that grieves the heart of God. I think it was G.K. Chesterton who said something like, it's not that Christianity has failed, it's that it's never really been tried. This year we have the convergence of this Sunday, the seventh Sunday of Easter, Mother's Day, and also May 8th is the feast day of one of the great mystics of our tradition, Julian of Norwich. And in the 14th century, in the midst of terrible suffering, the Black Death all around her, many people think that she had a family, that her whole family had died before she became an anchorite. And Julian was able to experience and express God as love. She was so severely ill that they thought she was going to die, and they called the priest, and she had last rites. And over a period of days, she had powerful visions of Jesus' passion. And she spent the rest of her life in contemplation of the meaning of those visions. Julian wrote, "The greatest honor we can give Almighty God is to live gladly because of the knowledge of His love." And if there is anywhere on earth a lover of God who is always kept safe, I know nothing of it, for it was not shown to me. But this was shown, that in falling and rising again, we are always kept in that same precious love. And it is easier for us to get to know God than to know our own soul. God is nearer to us than our soul, for He is the ground in which it stands. So if we want to know our own soul and enjoy its fellowship, it is necessary to seek it in our Lord God. And she wrote, "Christ did not say you will not be tossed by the tempest, you will not go through travail, you will not have disease, but He did say you will not be overcome." All we need is love. All we need is God's love. All the world needs is God's love. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the great Jesuit priest, mystic, and scientist, saw human progress converging inevitably in the future in Christ. And he wrote these words, "The day will come when, after harnessing the ether, the winds, the tides, gravitation, we shall harness for God the energies of love. And on that day, for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire." All we need is God's love. And all it requires of us is everything.